6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome. August 31st, 2022. It's Wednesday Hump Day. Yeah, the last day of our end of summer sale. That's right. The last day. You have until midnight tonight. And, of course, you know, we're only going to answer the phones on the Power Mall. Power Hour J, you know, she's not going to stay up till midnight. You can still go online and order your supplies on thepowermall.com or link to us through the Power Hour website. But, you know, if you spend less than 100 bucks, you're going to get 10% off. If you spend more than 100 but less than 200, you're going to get 15% off. If you spend more than 200, you're going to get 20% off. And this promotion, of course, being the last day that it is, it's automatic as far as the code goes. Don't need to input a promo code. We've taken all that out of the equation for you. It's already included. Sale, of course, is on current items in stock while supplies last, drop ship products excluded. And it ends today. So if there was anything that you were going to stock up on, including Vitamir, mouthwash, toothpaste, kids toothpaste, maca capsules, any of that stuff, we're going to be talking to Robert Tectalian at the bottom of this hour today about these products, because we want you to make a decision based on knowledge and education, not some infomercial. You know, we're not into the slices, dices, and cuts prices deal. And but wait, there's more. And there is no Ginsu steak knives. Sorry. You know, we've been hyped like that. You remember the guy that comes on? He passed away since, but, you know, I don't know if there's a myocardial infarction because he screamed himself to death. But the guy used to come on and you know, do all this and yell at you, basically, on camera. You know, we don't do that here. No, we're very upscale, very classy, and very, very polite and accommodating. And you would know that if you call the Power Hour and the Power Mall. And, of course, Power Hour J has so much knowledge in her head. She can help you if you're having a problem. We love her. That's one of the reasons why we are successful doing what we do. We've been here since the beginning of the millennium. That's 22 years we've been at this. And the Power Mall is the way we survive. So we appreciate, instead of going to Amazon, that you go to the Power Mall instead. You don't know what you're getting with Amazon. Trust me, I've sent so much stuff back, it's not even funny. At the top of next hour, this is going to be an interesting guest because we have not talked to him before. Joshua Phillip, who's one of the reporters for Epoch Times, is going to be on the show. He's an investigative reporter and a host of Epoch TV's Crossroads program, recognized expert on unrestricted warfare, asymmetrical hybrid warfare, subversion, historical perspectives on today's issues, 10-plus years of research and investigations on the Chinese Communist Party, subversion-related topics, giving him unique insight into the global threat and political landscape. And we'll be talking to him about what's Liz Cheney going to do now that she got her ass handed to her at the primary. Yeah, don't go hunting with Liz Cheney. She might be just like her daddy. Buckshot in the keister. Wouldn't that be something? Anyway, in world news, if you hadn't already heard, well, my good friend, Mikhail Gorbachev, who I lovingly called Gorby, passed away at the age of 91. That's right. He was the last leader of the former Soviet Union from 85 to 91, has passed away at 91 after a long illness. Striking news. Satellite images reveal the extent of Pakistan's record flooding, showing how an overflowing Indus River has turned part of the Sindh province into a 100-kilometer-wide inland lake. Flooding has killed nearly 1,200 people, injured over 3,500, affected 33 million. Heavy rain overflowing Indus River. This is what's causing it. NASA's MODIS satellite sensor is recording all these images and sending them home. Obviously, it's pretty bad over there. The question is now, which nobody is asking, but you're going to after I make the comment, how much money is the Biden administration going to send over there to get what it wants? And, you know, they're going to print it up right out of that printing press and increase our inflation, and they don't care. They have an end game strategy, which we're going to talk to Joshua Phillip about. Now, he's done enough investigative reporting. I have my suspicions, but he's done that. In the meantime, all the stuff that I have talked about regarding clouded titles, chain of title, root of title, everything that we talk about having to do, and we have people call up and talk about land patents, which are not going to work. The state you're in, and I'm talking about the union of states you're in, is going to fight you on that when you try to claim that your land is freehold, sovereign, and you don't have to pay property taxes. There are all sorts of things that happened to put you in this position. And you can say all you want about allodial title. It's not happening. But here is something that is happening and has happened. The foreclosure mess is starting to go back on the upswing again. And I'm predicting over 10 million homes are going to be foreclosed on in the next 4 years. I don't know how anybody can own nothing and be happy, like Klaus Schwab seems to think. I think the guy's twisted. He wants to be like Henry Kissinger, master of the world. In the meantime, you know, the hedge funds, these are the guys that are making all of this money selling shares, what we call certificates, into these REMIC trusts. Well, now there is a hedge fund manager, Kyle Bass, who is warning about the Chinese economy being in a precarious position. Real estate is disjointed. The country could become dislocated from the dollar-denominated financial markets, and all foreign investment could be instantly lost. Bass is the founder and chief investment officer of Heyman Capital Management. He is warning investors, pull your money out of China or lose it. Face the risk of losing it altogether. This is a warning if you are invested. Remember that?
Warning, warning, young Will Robinson.
Yeah. Remember, they're all lost in space? Gee, sounds like woke investors to me. You can only hope if these people don't take the hint and get out while they still can that they deserve what they get. This is just like playing a stock market, isn't it? And you can't sue because you lost money, but hey, if you were warned. I would always say, get your money out of the banks, but then I would be accused of inciting a bank run. I think people already are figuring that out, especially if they're threatening us with some sort of digital currency shift. I think people at the first sign of this would automatically start heading for the drive-up window. And if they have a very large quantity of funds in there, they're going to have to call in advance and tell the bank, hey, I'm coming to get my 50 grand out, and I need it in cash. Oh, yeah, you just can't walk into the bank and do that, folks, because they don't have that money. Remember, we are in a fractionalized fiat banking society, designed that way. So if you want your 50 large out of the bank, even if it's yours, and you have a checking or savings account that says, I have $50,000 in your bank, it's the property of the bank until they give it back to you. And if you want it in bills, you're going to have to call in advance and give them at least 3 to 4 days, maybe even 7, depending on the quantity of the money, to get it out of the bank for you. And then you're going to get legal tender for all debts, both public and private, right? Fiat currency. Wow. Something else, huh? Well, all sorts of disruptive news here designed to get your goat, and just understand that news media is playing it, playing the GOP like a fiddle. Every time that the Democrats want to upset the Republicans, all they got to do is make some statement or do something insane, and the Republicans react. And we, the people, are caught in the middle. And we're watching all of this fiasco simply play out. Alan in Texas, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Hey, you know, I've heard you, you know, a couple of times reference, you know, it's not an infomercial. You're not going to get a Ginsu steak knives with it. But, you know, Dave, I bought a set of Ginsu steak knives. That was, what, back in the late 70s, early 80s? When was that really big?
Pretty much. And yeah, but you still have them?
I still have a couple of the steak knives. A lot of them got lost, you know, when I was in college moving from place to place. But one thing I do have, I've got one of those Ginsu, the little mini kitchen cleaver.
Oh, yeah.
And I use this more than anything. I've got fancy, you know, I've got Chicago cutlery and some other fancy knives, you know, that I got when I was, you know, in the bar restaurant business.
Oh, yeah.
But the one I
Me
use
too.
The most
Hankles.
Is this. Yeah, but I've got this Ginsu, and periodically I'll just do a couple of licks across a sharpening stone. Most of the time, I just have to pick it up, run it down a steel, and I can run it down my arm and shave the hair off my arm.
Oh, my. Yeah, well, we don't recommend you try this at home, folks.
Well, no, but you know, it was very cheap when they were bought, but, you know, it was made in the United States. It's USA made.
Yeah.
And it's higher quality than any of the crap, the Chinese crap you're going to buy anywhere. I don't care how much you pay for it, you know.
That's true.
You know,
that's
it had the little plastic handles on it. You know, the plastic handle still, you know, is still intact. It's one of my favorite little tools that I use.
Yeah, because usually that's the first thing to break off is the plastic handle.
Yeah, yeah. But, no, I just wanted to bring that up. You know, it was kind of funny. And back when we bought them, you know, they were really cheap. You know, it was a good deal. But how many millions of those things were sold, and how many of them are still out there if people, you know, would be honest? You know, they don't want to see, you know, their fancy neighbors, you know, see them using a Ginsu knife in the kitchen or something, you know. I just wonder how many of these things are really still out there, because they were actually quality stuff.
Yeah, well, see, and the misnomer is everybody thinks because it's Ginsu or Ginsu that it was made in China, and it wasn't.
Right.
So the thing is that it would be interesting if that factory was still in existence, and if it wasn't, somebody would go resurrect it, because it'd probably be a going concern these days, because Lord knows we need more manufacturing back in the United States, don't we, sir?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't have any of those MyPillow products, but apparently that guy put out a quality product, and people are really happy with it. And, you know, it was a little more expensive than buying the Ginsu steak knives. But
Well, I'll tell you what, I bought a lot of his stuff on sale. I have a lot of his stuff. I sleep on on the sheets, and I have a pillow. Yeah, I love the stuff. I really do.
Good deal. We do manufacturing in this country. It used to be a matter of pride for us, and we actually put out good products until the point hit where everything started going global. So anyway, Dave,
the unions kind of messed us up too.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah. So, all right, Dave, I'll let you go with that. I just wanted to bring
appreciate
up the Ginsu steak knives, and I've been using
that
for 40 some odd years. So
there you go, a little piece of history. Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. That's wonderful. Have a wonderful day. So the Tony Ornato, who was former President Trump's deputy chief of staff for operations during the January 6th Capitol breach, he's retired from the U.S. Secret Service. Did you know? Yeah, he's at the heart of the January 6th hearing. They want to know what he knew. As for his presence before the committee, his communication chief said that he continuously made Tony Ornato available, while pointing out that Ornato is now a private citizen and not a federal employee. And you know what that means? Same thing it means about Fauci getting out of the picture. See, because now, like this guy, like Ornato, he can take the fifth over and over and over again. You see, that's the thing about the January 6th committee, if that's what you want to call it. It's really not an official committee. They seem to think they are. It's only in their own mind that they think it's an official committee. They are just driving the GOP and all of its supporters, Tea Party, whatever have you. Because you got the diehard right-wing conservatives. You got the Tea Party conservatives. You got just the regular Republican conservatives that are moderates. And then you have your fringe extremists, like the Bushites, who wanted total control, which is why we had the Patriot Act. You notice that's not going away? Huh. That's a problem. Problem for all of us. It's invasion of privacy. And Lord knows how many agencies, bureaucracies out there are spying on every little thing we do. And not only that, but Republican lawmakers want to know about the retirement of Timothy Tebow, who resigned from the FBI last week. He was the assistant special agent in charge, and he was involved in all of the crossfire hurricane stuff. Chuck Grassley, senator from Iowa, accused Tebow of opening an investigation into Trump based on liberal news articles, shutting down investigative activity into Hunter Biden that was based on verified information. See, there's always a key player in this thing, and he just retired from the FBI. Just quit. Now he can take the fifth. Good luck with Congress getting to the bottom of things. See, it never happens. And if you are like one of those people that worked for the feds that participated in Waco or Ruby Ridge, you got promoted after you murdered those people. And here we've got 87,000 potential IRS agents that they're budgeting $80+ billion for that are all going to be armed. They're going to come out and fleece we the sheeple even more. One audit after another. And we're just content to sit idly by and just let them do it, right? I don't think so. I think it's coming to a head. And if you don't stop with this, you remember, what was the guy's name? Earl Pitts out of Oklahoma that used to do those redneck. I'm Earl Pitts, Native American redneck. Pitts off. Remember those Earl Pitts things? You know what really makes me mad? You remember that? Earl Pitts used to do the redneck, conservative redneck thing. See, that's not a real... It's supposed to be funny. Now, these days, the woke would not tolerate stuff like Earl Pitts. But the thing is he made a point. You know, because he'd call these woke people a bunch of mamby-pamby wussies. He'd call it like it was. And he would make fun of it. This is what Gutfeld does and all of his people do. They got Dana Perino on there. We watched her last night. She's even funnier than Gutfeld. I cannot believe it. They got Dana on there. And she was Bush's press secretary. And she has is a former attorney, too. And she's got more brains than the current press secretary who just stands up there reading out of a book, out of a notebook, making excuses for things. I swear, this is probably the worst press secretary I have ever seen in my life that goes along with. And I've been a press secretary for a congressional candidate before. So, you know, when you're looking at stuff like that, and you look at the way they respond, and then you look at the way Dana Perino handled the media. And not only that, but Kayleigh McEnany, when you look at her, wonderful lady, another wonderful lady attorney also, the way she handled the media. It is just amazing how there is no comparison between what's there. You got the worst president in the United States accompanied by the worst press secretary. I mean, they found so that Biden's been his match when it comes to the illegitimacy of his of his press secretary. Dee in Texas, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for asking. What's going on in the Lone Star State with you?
Well, what I'm wondering about, when you had Brian Artist on, he said the only water he drinks is out of a distilled water, and I cannot find one. I want to know if a dehumidifier would be as good.
A dehumidifier to do what?
To pull the water out of the air. He said he uses a distiller.
Yeah, that's... I'm not familiar with the interview that was done some time ago before I came on.
It was in June. Well, it was in June, about the last part.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, I mean, I've always been a big fan of dehumidifiers if the air is too thick in there, but, you know, I'm noticing that, you know, we do have some, you know, air handling units that we just had a promotion on, had an interview on, that I'm going to try one of those things out and see what it does, but I'm not sure because of the fact that dehumidifiers actually have like a drain pan or something that you empty because it pulls all the moisture out of the atmosphere in the house. So I would think that
would it be safe to drink?
Yeah, I don't know about that. The regular dehumidifier, I wouldn't trust it, frankly. Because I mean, everything that's in there is the air you breathe, right? You know, so I mean, if you're breathing in this stuff, you know, why would you want to put it in your water and drink your water, right?
Yeah, well,
just a thought.
I've tried every place and asked friends, and you know, had people look on the computer, and we just cannot find a distiller for water.
When distiller. You have him on, okay. So you want to make distilled water?
Correct.
Okay. Let me, because I don't have the name right out of the tip of my tongue, but my board op does, and I'm going to see if I can get him to quickly text me the name of that distiller. It's not a dehumidifier, though. It's just a distiller.
Okay.
In other words, you pour tap water in. It's called Waterwise.
Okay.
That's what he uses it. It's what our board op uses, and they make a couple of gallons of distilled water a day. And the reason they do it is because they drink a couple of gallons of distilled water a day. So that I know, as far as a water distiller, is Waterwise is what it's called, and they may have it on. I don't even want to say eBay and Amazon. I didn't say that. I don't know that. You know, it would be something interesting if we carried it at the Power Mall, because there's a lot of people that like distilled water. So you might want to call Power Hour Jay, too, at the Power Mall and ask her, have a little conversation with Jay and see what we might be able to pull off. Because you just never know.
I made my order this morning from Jay, and I asked her about the distiller, and she didn't know. So I thought, you know, we discussed it, and we thought maybe you would know.
Well, I just gave you the name of one, so we'll massage that around a little bit here and amongst us and see what we can come up with. In the meantime, we're at the break. Robert Tectalian will be on after the break with us here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, August 31st, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. It's the last day of our end of summer sale, and if you don't get on there by midnight tonight, whether you call Power Hour J during business hours or you don't get online and order, you won't be able to use those automatic promotion codes, which gets you 10% off everything under 100, 15% off everything under 200, and 20% off on everything over 200 when you spend it at the Power Mall. It keeps us going. And Dee from Texas just called up and said you just put her order in. Don't need to worry about promo codes. They're already figured in. Sales on all current items in stock while supplies last. Dropship products, of course, are excluded. And here's the thing. We have guests on our show that are the actual vendors of the products we sell at the Power Mall. We do it because we want to educate, not infomercial you to death. And because of the fact that we're talking about Vitamir toothpaste, now I'm going to make the big pitch. Time to put your money where your mouth is. Yes, no, this isn't the Tooth Fairy. Robert Tectalian is with us with Vitamir. Hey, we gotta do something. You know, got to excite this. Just when we thought people were asleep at the radio. No, that's not happening.
Well, let's not let it happen. Make it interesting for people.
Well, that's why we said put your money where your mouth is. We had a good chuckle on that, by the way, folks, before we came on the air. So, Robert, welcome back on the show. Vitamir toothpaste, we want to see that fly off the shelf because it doesn't have any fluoride or aspartame. I hate that stuff. It makes me dizzy when I take it. Have you ever had any complaints on that from people who've taken aspartame? You ever heard comment about that?
Well, I can tell you what I heard. The truth is people who use our toothpaste and mouthwash will not use anything else. Even if they try to go to use something else, they come right back to it because people will use what works. You know, I always say this, you can sell, as a great salesman, you can sell something to somebody once. Can you sell it 10 times, 20 times? No, if the product is no good. If your product is good, you sell only once. After that, the product will sell itself.
Wow. And see, I don't know. Yeah, it does. And I don't know how many people, Robert, actually know about your history of periodontal disease. Can you tell that story?
I told that story many, many times the last 24 years, but I never get tired of repeating it because I know people like me who suffer with periodontal disease and oral problems every day. And we are a big country. I never got to everybody. I would like to get to everybody to say, listen, your mouth is beginning of your health. You take care of your mouth will take care of you. As you said, put your money where your mouth is. But it is so important. We don't know how important our mouth is until we start having problems. You know, we get older, we get periodontal disease, we get all kind of oral problems. But our mouth is where all the food goes in our body. That means you have to have a healthy mouth to be able to break down the food, chew it, have the first digestion in your mouth before you swallow that food where it goes in your stomach and gets easier digested because you chew it very good. But if you have sore gums and sore teeth and loose teeth, you have oral problems, your hunger pains are stronger, you swallow a big piece of food quickly without chewing. Now your stomach has to work triple, use it triple energy to try to digest this big piece of food. So our oral health is important. I mean, I can go on and on tell you what medical journal wrote years ago, that 80% of the world's heart disease patients had gum disease before they had heart disease. That means your gum disease traveled from your mouth to your veins, your blood circulation, end up in your heart, creating heart disease. I mean, wow, that's how scary it is. All we have to do is take care of our oral health, make sure we don't get heart disease. Another thing I would always say, Whitmer toothpaste and mouthwash is not designed for tasting good. It's designed to work. I have a lot of people would say, why don't you make strawberry like other companies or other tasting good? Well, I don't have time for that. We're a very small company. We're trying to do big things, helping everybody we can. And this product is taste great, even though we didn't do it for taste. It really works. Especially if you use mouthwash and toothpaste together. Brush your teeth good after every meal. Then use the mouthwash. Hold the mouthwash a couple of minutes in your mouth and swish it. Give chance the ingredients to work. You will have the best oral health possible in your condition, wherever your condition is today. It will improve it. I know it from my experience. Another thing I always tell people, you want to prevent having problems. This toothpaste is not for just people who have problems. This is for everybody to use every day to make sure that your oral health is in good health. And if you prevent problems, you will prevent spending ton of money at the dental office, ton of time, and lots of pain. I mean, why didn't I understand this when I was 40 years old? I don't know. I did all kind of mistakes myself. You know, I thought I will never have problem with my teeth because they were very good at that time. But once the problem starts, it's too late. Once you start getting dental work done, it leads one thing to another. So my suggestion to people is Whitmer is not made to have taste good or so, but it tastes good. It works very good. It will help you to have good oral health. If you use it consistently, not just once a week, you must brush your teeth at least three times a day if you can, or twice a day, morning and night, and use a good mouthwash to make sure that your mouth stays healthy at all times. Human mouth has almost 300 different bacteria, times billions. Every swallow of saliva we have in our mouth is full of bacteria, good and bad. That's how we digest our food. So we want good bacteria in our mouth. To get rid of bad bacteria, you got to use good products. And Whitmer toothpaste and mouthwash proven to be good product. All you have to do, ask people who use and buy Whitmer from Power Hour for the last 20-some years. I mean, you can open the lines, ask people who are using the product. You can get, I'm sure, hundreds of people telling you why they use Whitmer over and over, because it works.
Well, the thing is, though, at age 44, you had periodontal disease at 44, yes. And the dentist wanted to yank out all your teeth and put implants in.
Yes.
You got to love the implant business, Robert. That's a moneymaker.
You know what? I know $40,000 a pop, it's a great business to be in. But look, you know, periodontal disease is bad. Any kind of disease in your mouth is bad. You have to avoid keeping your mouth dry. That means not enough alcohol, not to drink too much alcohol because it dries your mouth, or use products that have ingredients that dry you can feel your mouth is going dry. That's mint and all kind of other things that dries your mouth. Bacteria loves dry mouth. Bacteria will stick to your gum line and chew your bone away. Before you realize what's happening to you, you have plug. It's too late. Now they have to clean that plug out and make the pockets shrinking as best possible to keep your mouth healthy and keep your teeth in your mouth. So the best thing you can do is use a good product that's proven to be great, a Whitmer toothpaste and mouthwash. Every time I say this, in a way I love saying it. On the other hand, I say, well, I'm bragging about it. But then maybe I earned the right to brag about a great product that it really helps people. For a few dollars, they save a ton of money at the dental office.
So have you ever had planing and scaling done?
Yes. Horrible.
Me too.
It's horrible what happens to you. All you have to do is make sure you don't have plaque in your mouth, and it will take great toothpaste and mouthwash being used consistently, especially after every meal, especially if you have deep pockets, because deep pockets where you hold food leftovers, and bacteria is right there. Before you know it, in the morning you wake up and you have a big swollen gum underneath. What happened? Well, bacteria overnight grew. Infection started. Now that infection goes to your bloodstream, to your, you feel sick because you may have temperatures. Depends how bad the infection is. What do? You go to dentist. They will pop it open, get the pus out or infection out, give you some antibiotics. But there is no healing it. The best way to take care of your oral health is keep it clean. Your mouth must be clean at all times. Try to keep only the good bacteria by eliminating bad bacteria. This is where Vitamer comes in. We have great ingredients like zinc, folic acid, clove oil, myrrh oil. All these ingredients combined works fantastic. You know, I'm not a doctor or dentist. I cannot speak like one, and I don't want to give false information to people. But you won't know how good a product is and working for you until you try it. We guarantee 100% money back. We guarantee Power Hour 100% money back. If your customers are not happy, just return their money. We are here to protect that side. We guarantee 100% money back.
So well, you can't beat that.
To lose, call Power Hour. Get your toothpaste and mouthwash. Stay healthy. What can you do more better for yourself than staying healthy?
That's right. So we've got the natural mouthwash, which I've used, and it really does not taste bad.
Oh, it tastes fantastic. But a lot of people used to getting sugary, tasty stuff.
I know. But I always hated like Listerine and junk like that. I hate taking that stuff. This is so much more palatable to take the natural mouthwash. And then, of course, the zinc plus toothpaste. And then you have the plus extra toothpaste with xylitol and CoQ10.
Oh, great. Wow, it's fantastic.
Then you got the children's toothpaste, too. And, I mean, that's a good time to get kids. And I know it's hard to get kids to brush their teeth.
There we have 22 grandkids and grand-grandkids. Now, they're my guinea pigs. That's right.
So let me guess. They all brush their teeth, right?
Well, originally, we made it for our grandkids. We had no intention of making children's toothpaste to be in the market. Uh-huh. But after we did it with natural orange flavor for our kids, our children don't have oral problems. And now
amazing how that works.
Some of them are grown up. I know for a fact if your child is using great toothpaste through as they're growing up, they should not have any oral problems. If they can use the toothpaste every day before and after meal or in the morning or in the evening before they go to bed, because that's really where the problem happens. When you sleep for, say, 7 to 8 hours or so, your mouth is ready for bacteria to work all those hours to do what damage they can do. So before going to sleep, brushing and really deep cleaning your mouth will help you to stay healthy overall in every which way. That's how important our mouth is. So children's toothpaste is fantastic.
Yeah, and the your grandkids obviously now have good oral hygiene habits, right?
Their parents do. We didn't have it at the time. Some of them, my grandkids or the son or daughter, they had to do all kind of oral work. But once they keep using the product, their problems got less. Look, I'm telling you, we wouldn't survive in the business this long if the product didn't work. Very simple.
True.
We're not a big company with big pockets to do national advertising on TV or stuff like that. We believe that word of mouth is the best advertising. Somebody who used the product tells somebody else, listen, this is really good. Try it. It's good for your health. And this is what Power Hour did for Weitzman, and I will never forget. Power Hour, Joyce Riley, wherever she is, I hope she's in a good place and looking down at us and saying, hey, these people still continuing my work.
That's right. Yes, she was. I had the pleasure of speaking with her, you know, personally and on the air. And I can tell you, from the last two times I've been to the dentist, and this is since we started the show.
Wow.
The last two times I've been to the dentist, and I've been using Vitamir, right? Last two times, perfect checkup, no cavities, everything's fine, gums are great. Now, what does that tell you?
Well, that tells me that the product is working. I mean, anybody. Look, people smoke. A lot of people can't quit smoking. I understand that. But, you know, nicotine dries your mouth. What you want to do is make sure, okay, you're smoking, you're drinking, you can quit, you like it. I understand that. You know, people do what people like to do. I have nothing against it. But please take care of your oral health. You will be living longer and healthier life, whatever time you have left on this earth. And using good product, having good healthy habits of living, it will improve your lifestyle. It will improve your family's lifestyle, and you will save a lot of money not going to dentist or parodontist, and God knows all the jobs they create. Some needed and some unneeded. They will find a way to get you in to their office as often as they can. This is where I will always tell people, I spent thousands and thousands of dollars. I was a businessman. I didn't have time. I just go to my dentist and said, do this something quick. I'm having problem. I got to go. Before even he finished the work, I had to go because I had so much to do. I was trying to be very rich, very fast. Don't we all, right? And my business was booming. I had a floral business, convention company, and so on. So I didn't have time. Like, I thought, well, I can go to the dentist and they'll take care of me. And they did, but they took care of my pocketbook first.
Isn't it amazing how that works?
The job.
Yeah, amazing how that works. Now, the one thing I want to get to, because I don't want to run out of time here before we cover this subject, but Mecca capsules. Now, we've got Vitamir. You kind of branched off and got into something else and discovered the quality of Mecca. And for those of you who have not heard the scientific explanation of what this is, I'm going to let Robert tell you.
Well, maca grows in Peruvian Andes at about 13,000-14,000 foot elevation. And other states try to grow maca, different countries. But why Peruvian maca is so strong and powerful? It grows in a volcanic land at 13,000 foot elevation. The fog, the rain, the air, it makes the most powerful product there is. And a lot of people will call it natural Viagra because it gives you so much energy. Maca is one of the best things happened on Earth before people knew potato. I mean, the things with maca do improves the level of sexual desire and energy, increases energy and endurance, nourishes, regulates, and helps rejuvenate the endocrine system. Fertility enhancement for men and women promotes hormonal balance, helps relieve menopausal symptoms. Well, I want to tell you about menopause. This is how we started. My wife was looking for some great product instead of chemical product for menopause because she would get horrible headaches. And women know what I'm talking about. I didn't know at the time what I'm talking about. Now I do. Women have horrible times when the menopause comes. And my wife was doing a lot of research. Well, she is the brains of this product, all the products we have anyway. She does all the research. She was looking for something for menopause. We were at a convention in Anaheim. I'll make this short. We had neighbors who tried to bring maca in. This is 20-some years ago. And we give them toothpaste mouthwash, and they give us maca to use. And when we came home after the convention, which takes about a week, Yvonne said, I'm going to make this smoothie. You want some? I said, no, it's for you. I don't need it. But she said, look, this is good for men and women. Let's drink together. I said, sure. Well, Dave, I tell you, after the third or fourth day, I don't remember exactly, at the time I was already 50, so whatever time was, in the morning when I woke up, I knew there is something different about my energy level, sexually. I'm sorry I have to say that, but I felt a difference. I thought, my God, is it possible that maca did this to me? And so I kept using it for a couple of weeks, and the improvement was fantastic. So I said, man, we got to bring this maca and introduce this to people. That's how we started. Well, we ended up bringing tons of that stuff,
So what do you do? Do you...
Now, if you have the maca...
I mean, what do? You nudge your spouse and go, hey, I'm having a maca attack?
Look, maca is great product. I know we don't have time, but I want to tell you, if gelatinized maca is specially designed, they take all the starch out of it. There's a certain cooking process, then it becomes more pure and more powerful. That's why we have gelatinized capsules, where you don't have time to make smoothie with the powder and so on. You can take a couple of capsules and go to work. Or if you're traveling, it's easier to take gelatinous maca capsules with you and not to use your daily recommended dose that you want to do. You know, one capsule, two or three capsules, depends on your body size, how big of a person you are. I take two capsules every morning. Every morning, doesn't matter, rain or shine. And I feel great. And I'm 74, and I still feel fantastic, and I'm working. What can I say? I give it to maca, what it did to me, for my health, for my energy level, and helping people all over, especially women who have problems with menopause. This is the best product they can have.
Well, I'll tell you, Robert, just based on that, I know a lot of people that are probably the same age as you listening to the show right now that are wondering why they haven't been taking it in the first place. So, you know, and there's a lot of people, and I think it has to do with the business and work ethic of what's going on here, because it seems like people in our generation, and I'm talking people right now that are like 60 to 80 years old.
Right.
And many of us are still working and will be working until we drop dead.
Well, that's what I tell my kids. I'm going to work till I die. The last minute I'll be parking or talking or doing something, because I will never retire.
I noticed that, you know, when you become sedentary and you don't continue to work and do physical activity, you waste away. That's what happened to my dad. He moved to Florida, and all of a sudden we took on the sedentary lifestyle, the cocktails every afternoon, you know, all the things that Floridians do when they're sitting out there watching the sunset. And next thing you know, he's in the hospital. And next thing you know, I'm getting a phone call from the minister saying he just passed away. So, it didn't take long. He was 79 years old when he died.
You have to retire into something else. Whatever your regular job you did 20, 30 years, when you retire from that job, find something else to do. Keep yourself busy. Keep your mind busy. You know, everything comes, all the orders to our body comes from our brain. And in order to keep our brain healthy, we have to exercise it, just like our muscles. We have to exercise our brain. That means we have to keep ourselves busy. If you have nothing else to do, please go play golf. Golf is great for people like me.
There you go.
Golf.
So what do you people always ask me what my handicap is? I say I walk with a limp.
I don't.
A golf joke there, Robert.
I try to hit the ball, and sometimes I succeed.
There you go. All right. So gelatinized maca capsules, if you didn't know, we do have them at the Power Mall. And you can, like I say, and this is our last shameless pitch. You know, you want to improve your intimacy. This might be a good thing to invest in when you call up during our summer sale. I mean, this is a time to take advantage of the Vitamir products because obviously they had a little bit of a price increase. And now that they've had the price increase, you can compensate for that price increase by taking advantage and buying your Vitamir toothpaste products and your maca capsules when you call the Power Mall today and get that done. Robert Tectalian, we appreciate so much your coming on the show and sharing all this good stuff with us. Much of it very scientific, because I think people need to be reminded sometime about chew your food. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank
and good
you.
Luck with Vitamir. We thank you.
Thank you.
There you
thank
have
you.
It.
Bye now.
Bye now. All right. We are at the break. Dave Krieger with you. Joshua Phillip from Epic Times is going to be joining us after the top of the hour break. You're going to want to stay here and listen to this stuff. He's connected. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.